going?
Hello?
Hey, Adrian, is that you?
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, living good, man. So,
thank you for taking the time, but, it's just an honor to be a part of the New Orleans Saints. You know, we're giving thanks to the ownership, Coach Payton, Mickey, everyone that played a role in bringing me, here and being a part, making me a part, giving me the opportunity to be a part of the organization. Just give those people thanks.
Well, Adrian, Sean Payton said, he thinks you still got a couple good years in you. I mean, why are you confident that there's, still more good football left to be played?
It's me, it's kind of crazy to hear people, even comment on how many years I have left and, compare me to other running backs when I'm just my own individual, different mindset, different work ethic, different body type. This is one thing that I really just dislike about the NFL, kind of how a lot of people put guys in a box, especially running backs after that 30 mark, want to make it seem like guys are going downhill, and that's not necessarily the case, So in my mind, I feel like I have a lot of years left, I feel like I'll have the opportunity to retire when I feel like I'm done playing ball, and that's just the mentality that I have, I have several years left to play.
When you've got that kind of confidence, why were you okay with playing a complimentary role, or I guess sharing carries with Mark Ingram as opposed to maybe holding out for a starting job?
It was a good situation for me. I visited Seattle and New England, and there were some couple of visits that I had written down in pencil for after the draft. But ultimately, what it came down to for me was the comfort level I had when I had my visit here in New Orleans, just to feel that I had for the city and just the organization, being in the building and just being around everyone, just feeling the love and just the energy that I felt, I could have easily said, hey, I'll wait till the draft and, take these other couple visits. I actually got two calls during the week of the draft from two separate teams, two additional teams as well. I could have went that route, but ultimately in my heart, in my soul, in my spirit, this playing for the Saints is what's still right for me and my family as well. Like you say, with that confidence, I bring that here as well, I feel like I'll be able to go out and, show my work. And, things will go, as planned for me and how I envision things. So, I'm going to play whatever role they ask me to play, and I'm going to do it to the max.
Hey, Adrian, on says, welcome to New Orleans. And throughout the course of your career, you've been like the main guy in the offense. And obviously a lot of defenses will stack up to defend against you. And this now all of a sudden you find yourself in a unique situation where obviously that can't happen. What does that do for you, knowing that you're going to be playing in this kind of offense with so many weapons?
Oh, man, that was something that was intriguing to me. Just being in the backfield with Drew Brees, and a great offensive line, finished ranked number two overall of the group and, number three in some polls, and number two as well, number two in scoring, But rushing the ball, they ended up number two and pass blocking, number nine. And then you look at the young guys, they have out wide as well. It's a potent offense, and that's something that's been shown for years now. So me envisioning myself being behind Drew Brees, it was just like, wow, what will the opposing team do? I'm just excited for week one and just to start the journey and see how teams try to defend us.
Well, when you look back over your career, even going back to college, can you even remember when you actually had an opportunity to play in a scheme like this?
Say that again, please.
When you look over your career, and even going back to college or even high school, when was the last time you had an opportunity to be in a scheme like this where folks just cannot key on you?
I can't remember, and it's funny you say that because the first thing that came to my mind was 2009 when Brett Favre was there with us. But as the season went on, I thought maybe it was a fluke the first couple of weeks because they continued to stack the box, put the eight men in the box, and as we continued to go week by week, it's pretty much kind of stayed the same. So, I'm looking forward to that not being the situation this go around. Hello?
We have anything else for Adrian?
Adrian, just to follow up a little, you say you're excited at the depth of the Saints offense, but just a little more on, joining Mark Ingram, who was, an established 1,000-yard back and everything. How comfortable do you think just the competitor in you will be if you do have to split that workload carries compared to what you're used to in the past?
That's something that we discuss, coming in and, us being able to complement each other, Mark is a guy that I like, I watched him when he was at Alabama, and, he has done great things since he's been here in New Orleans as well, I'm going to put my arm around that young guy and, teach him all I can teach him, and we're going to do this thing together, obviously, I know the type of offense New Orleans, they run, and, it's kind of been that way for years now, and there's always been multiple backs in their system, so I knew what I was getting myself into, and I'm comfortable with that. That's why I ended up signing, so, I'm just excited to, just to get going and play my role to the best of my ability.
Adrian, was there any lingering pain or anything you had to work through from what happened to your knee last year?
No, none at all, actually. I came back week 14 and, felt good and everything. Obviously, I didn't play the last 2 weeks of the season, but that had to do with a adductor injury that had occurred after my third day of practice. Leading up into that week 14 game. But I'm feeling good, 100%. Back to, doing everything that I did before the injury, but better.
Does it help being close to Houston?
Yeah, of course, 45-minute flight, not bad at all. And then, with family, being right there in Texas and Dallas and Houston and Palestine, East Texas as well, it'll be fun on Sunday's home games.
Hey, guys, do you have any more questions?
I'm good.
Great. All right. Thank you.
I think that's it. Thanks, Adrian.